This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum.
Hey, and folks, we do have a luncheon seminar on creative investing, especially if you're about to retire or you are retired and you want safe money, but you want some creative ideas on how to do a lot better than a bank or a money market or whatever. Come on into our workshop at 11:30 at the Capitol Grill in Chestnut Hill. You do need a reservation, so call us at 617-965-7900. That's 617-965-7900. And register, and we'll see you guys in just a few hours right there at that workshop on Route 9 in Chestnut Hill at the Capitol Grill for a fabulous lunch. Okay, my guest this morning, Belinda Fuchs from OwnYourMoney.com. We're talking about networking. And Belinda, let's get right down to it. How do our listeners turn every party, every event, every handshake, every hello into cold, hard cash?
I think you may have more energy than everybody out there before 8 a.m. Well, I like to think of it as providing tips for you for the before, the during, and especially after the event. And I think that the after is one of the places that most people fall down in terms of actually translating that handshake into cash for themselves. So I'm going to go pretty quickly through this. Definitely listen carefully. And if you'd... You know what I'll do for everybody, partly since we're not going to be able to get through all the tips, is that for everybody listening, if you want to contact my office, mention that you heard the show, and get your Turn Your Networking Into Cash call. It's a 30-minute call that I'll do for you. And in just this one call, I know that you will have a huge aha to free you up to double your income, to get yourself out there in events, and it will really make all the difference. So just email us at info@ownyourmoney.com. So let me get going. So one thing for the before is to be sure that you're going to the right events. This is so overlooked, and people just say yes to the events that they're invited to. But where are the people that you want to connect with? Don't just go to what's convenient, what's available. It's okay to say no. And it's great, actually, to be the only person like yourself in the room rather than being one of many in the same room. So, for instance, you know, there's a certain camaraderie that I can get, say, out of going to a group of accounting or finance professionals. But if I can go to groups where I know that they need my support, then I will have a much higher likelihood. I just had a client who's paralegal. And so instead of just going to groups of paralegals, I'm having her go to associations and other groups of attorneys who need her support from virtual paralegal services. So it's very different. And be open to meeting people at more casual events, whether it's on the tee, it's in a store, it's at a barbecue, it's at a mom's group, whatever that is. We touched on knowing what you want to say. This is just a huge point. One fun thing is pack your camera. And, you know, there's really a place that you can take a picture with somebody that you really believe in, that you support, and it will help to add credibility for you. And don't pack a little Kodak disposable one. Although I did end up taking a picture for Adam Sandler on Sunday. Just met him on the ferry from New York to Connecticut and come back from the Hamptons. And he actually had a disposable camera that I took a picture of him and his family with. But that's not how I recommend that you go to networking events.
Adam Sandler uses a
disposable camera. Yeah, and he wore shorts that almost hit his ankles.
Well, that I
believe. Like he does in the movies.
They wouldn't be shorts, would they?
Yeah, well, they verged on, yeah, I don't know, pants, pedal pushers, whatever, but they were, like, way big. Cute kids, though. So anyway, some more, one more in terms of the before is dress for success. It really does affect your first impression. People will make a decision about you in those first few seconds. So choose an outfit that you feel great in. And here's a fun one, but choose one with pockets. And what I do, a little trick, is that I use one of the pockets for my business cards and one of the pockets for cards that I collect.
Ooh. Good idea.
Yeah, it can be kind of embarrassing when you pull out somebody else's card and you go to hand it to somebody. So if you keep it clear and you have one pocket for one and one for the other and you just always know which way it is, then that is just a huge time saver right there. In terms of the during, we talked about make like you hosted the party. There's a real piece of being irresistible. I call all of this that I'm talking about today is part of my SIN system for networking. It's simply irresistible networking, where you free yourself to be passionate about what you do, and just that in itself helps create this irresistible way of being where people want to talk to you. And then all of a sudden you'll find that you have crowds around because people really want to hear what you do and have you share how passionate you are about it. The ironic part about all of this is that the people you're talking to are likely as scared or more scared to meet you than you are to meet them. So, you know, it's really something that you just want to bring this this openness and acceptance and be the person that people want to talk to, because you're asking them questions to build rapport and understanding. And another key one, make sure that you're listening when they respond, because this can also help you tailor what you do and how you interact with them. And it helps you to be really, to be real and authentic in your conversation. If there are certain people that you want to meet, say like VIPs that are there, start with them rather than leaving them until the end, until you feel like, oh, until they're done with their speech or whatever that is. But as a speaker myself, it's actually preferred to catch them before their speech. Sometimes it gives us material or a story to use, helps us know our audience better. And usually afterward, people are just swamped. I met Susie Orman at a luncheon last year because I know her, I know what she looks like, and I went up to her before her speech and just talked to her a bit about my business and what I'm doing. And afterward, she had 40 people at least surrounding her. And before we chatted, we took a picture, gave me some suggestions on my business, and we just really could relate to how we're helping the world with their money right now, especially women and couples, and for me, business owners too. Also a piece of be original, and don't be afraid to be original. There was a recent story in the Boston Business Journal. If you don't subscribe to it, I highly recommend that you do. And actually, with Own Your Money, we have a special arrangement that we worked out with them that everybody who mentions us gets a special discount plus $100 in bonuses. If you're interested in that, again, just email us at info@ownyourmoney.com and we can give you the appropriate contact person there. But anyway, there's a story that Kelly Delaney, she is the owner of a business called Cakes for Occasions. It's a Danvers-based bakery. And I thought this was just so fun that she never shows up to an event without cakes, cupcakes, or her custom-made and edible business card-shaped cookies. And I just thought that was so creative.
The business cards are edible?
Supposedly, yeah. I mean, hopefully she has some that people take away, too. But she said, you know, the best thing for her is for people to try her product. And when people, she has something called an opera cake, which it turns out is an espresso-soaked two-layer chocolate cake filled with chocolate ganache. But once you try it, you're hooked for life. So, you know, it's this matter of, well, let's put it in their hands. And I definitely think that that's huge for people, whatever business, whether you're a restaurant or a cake company or even something like me, you know, it's helpful when I can bring value to people right off the top. Then I want to just touch quickly on the after. Make notes on the cards that you take home and make sure that you have a follow-up process, not just like a one-off phone call, but a real process. This is one of the key ingredients that people miss to generate that cold, hard cash. Make sure that you're delivering value and have a clear, say, phone call, then email, and then mail process to help them to help you by having your information handy and keeping you really top of mind. Make that connection with them. Mm-hmm. So, whew, that was a whole bunch of
Could you repeat there. All those ideas really quickly, because we have 30 seconds left.
How about this? If you're listening now, go to our website. It's www.ownyourmoney.com/gift, gift.html. Contact us at info@ownyourmoney.com and turn your networking into cash. Call. Get it today, and hopefully we'll see you at the event on July 26th.
Okay, my thanks to Belinda Fuchs and all of you for listening, and those of you calling in, we appreciate it. This is Ron Birnbaum. Have a super day.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants, which is responsible for its content.